The next Coach on the teleconference is Iowa's Kirk Ferentz. Iowa hosts North Texas on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ESPN2. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you'd like to make some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Sure. We're really pleased to get the victory last Saturday. It was a tough, hard-fought ball game. Both sides really competed hard. And, obviously it went right down to the end being an overtime ball game. So, I thought, both teams, again, really competed hard. I thought our team really showed a lot of growth in some areas, after the first week, and some other areas we regressed. But the big thing is we it was our first road test. It was a tough contest, and just, very, very happy to get the win.
Thank you, Coach. We'll open the call for questions now.
To ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As you're reminded, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Ron Dunleavy, NJ.com.
Hey, Kirk.
Uh-huh. Hi.
Can you talk about Amir Smith-Marset, obviously a guy who you got late in recruiting. I believe he was committed to Rutgers beforehand. How'd you get him? How'd he get on your radar? How'd you guys flip him? And what kind of impact has he made for you even before that touchdown?
Yeah, I think we got started recruiting Amir, I believe it was in December, but I could be wrong. But, the bottom line is that, he played at a high school where one of our top players, Akram Wadley, graduated 4 years ago. So we have a little history in that area, in that school. And, we talked to Amir. He was interested and decided he wanted to come out here and take a look at it. So it was the first time he'd really been out in the Midwest, and had a chance to see our campus, what have you. But bottom line is we're just thrilled he's a Hawkeye, a tremendous young man. And, he was skinny when he played in high school. He's still skinny right now, but it's not the same exact story as Amir Wadley, but very similar in that, they're thin guys in high school, but really good football players. And, Amir's just getting started, but he's got a great personality. He really loves the game, loves to compete, and certainly came up big for us this past Saturday.
How'd you know his future was at receiver? Because I believe when he was getting recruited, it was wide receiver, D-back from different schools. What'd you like about him as a wide receiver?
It's interesting. One of the greatest players in our history, Ronnie Harmon, is from that part of the country, not from Weequay High School. But I think the reason we got Ronnie was a lot of schools, or several schools at least, were recruiting him as a defensive back. And Bernie White, who recruited that area at that time, took another approach and said, we think you can be a great running back, which he was here, and a great third down back in the NFL for many, many years. But, when we saw both Akram and Amir, we thought they both had really some playmaking ability, and just liked them as people, the personalities, their families, all those types of things. And, so it's really been a good stroke for us. And a little tie, common tie between Ronnie and here, Frank Verducci Sr., who coached Andre Tippett in high school. Frank's been a guy that, I know Bernie White relied on very, very heavily for information about recruiting. He was head coach at Behringer High School at that time in Newark, and Frank was actually doing some volunteer work at Weequay, and he's the guy that tipped us off about Akram years ago, so really nobody was recruiting Akram, and Frank put his seal on him, and that got our interest, certainly.
Thanks, Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star 1. Your next question is from Jeremiah Davis, Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Hey, Coach. Obviously, some very different performances from your defense and offense from week 1 to week 2, right? So how easy is it to get caught up in, what your team is after those first 2 weeks when you've not really played a whole lot?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know if I understand the question.
Like, how do you not get caught up in, just 2 weeks worth of performances and where your team is at?
Well, I mean, it's like every season. You learn every week. And I think we learned in the first week that we're capable of playing good team defense. And I think two things probably were at play the other day. We probably didn't play as well defensively as we did the week before. But I think also the way we matched up with our opponent factored into that. They've got very experienced and very good and very big skill players. We knew that going in, so we knew that was going to be a big, big challenge. And you know, we didn't measure up at times in that regard. Probably what's more in our focus would be the correctable plays. There are some plays where, you know, one guy beats another guy, and there's not much you can do about that. But there were a lot of plays there where hopefully we can, you know, do some correcting and get better mentally and physically, where we'll have a chance to stop some of those plays that we didn't do a good job of Saturday. And then flipping it around, you know, our obvious issue the first ball game offensively was turnovers. We turned it over four times, and odds of winning any game when you turn it over four times are not good. So we were fortunate to win in that regard, but I think we saw a lot of growth last weekend that, you know, we protected the ball that came out one time and we were able to recover it. And then, you know, the other thing is we sustained drives, but it's hard to sustain drives if you're turning the ball over.
Thing. And then separately, what's Ike Bucker's status, and do you know for sure if it's an Achilles injury?
Yeah, I do. They did a test yesterday to confirm the obvious, and you know, so it's just not good. That's a 4 to 6 week recovery, so you know, it's unfortunate, very unfortunate.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
We can take one last question for Coach.
Your final question is from David Ginsberg, Associated Press.
Coach, North Texas, what do you really know about them? They've scored a lot of points, but they had one blowout and then got blown out themselves last week.
Yeah, they it's kind of interesting, I guess, maybe not to you, but for us, this is the second straight week now we're playing a team that's got a staff in their second year. So, you know, we did play them 3 years ago, totally different package now. But I think what's impressive is that they played in a bowl last year. They you know, obviously improved on the year before that. So they showed marked improvement, and all we can do is judge the films that we have right now, the two games. And I think what stands out, they're aggressive, and they've got good team speed overall, and that shows up on defense and aggressive in the back end. It's unique for us. We haven't played a 34 team, so that's a different set of preparation, different set of fits and that type of thing for the offense. And then offensively, they're very, very impressive. They've got very good skill players, very good speed, and I'm really impressed with their quarterback. You know, he reminds me a lot of Matt McGloin, played at Penn State 5 years ago and played for the Raiders. So he's just a sharp, nifty, very efficient, very smart quarterback, and it seems to me like he does a really good job of getting the ball where it should go, and he gets it there fast, and you know, they threatened the entire field. So, you know, we got a lot of work to do on our end, and, you know, we'll try to match up against these guys and see where it all goes Saturday.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.